I first came across the idea of confidence being different from self-esteem in my own life when I encountered it firsthand. And this was many years back at the first job that I've now mentioned a handful of times as a consultant. At this point in my life, I was quite socially adept. I'd put years into breaking out of my shell, not being so shy, and I had strong relationships in the workplace that eventually resulted in me having a good enough relationship with the president to leave my job, get a very, very cushy work arrangement in a different city where I wasn't working in the office. All of that thanks to my social acuity at that point. But that wasn't the whole picture. In fact, the most critical piece that was missing in my life was this self-esteem. Because at that time that I was working as a consultant, I fancied myself a writer. And I was a philosophy major for 4 years in college. Probably since I was 7 years old, I'd been writing stories all through college. And I'd accumulated this Google Drive of half-finished, three-quarter-finished works that I assumed one day I would get back to and write my great American novel. Now, this wasn't something that was at the forefront of my mind, but I came across the Nathaniel Branden book, Six Pillars of Self-Esteem, and I started doing these sentence completions while I was still at this job. And what came through for me consistently was if I were more confident, I would finish my writing and I'd find a way to publish it. And that was coming through over and over and over again. I would stop deluding myself that a writer is someone who creates half of a piece and a draft and has 300 drafts sitting there, but nothing that anyone has read since their college professor. And it was these sentence completions that really went, wow, I am a bit of a fraud in this regard, because I think of myself as this writer who just happens to be a consultant, but when I look at my behavior, I'm a consultant who writes kind of for fun some of the time and nobody has ever read it. So these sentence completions really called that and made it clear to me. And that was what started the entire impetus to leave my job. There was a period of time prior to reading the 4-hour work week where I just assumed that, you know, later down the line I would make a lateral move and maybe by the time I was 30 or my mid-30s, I'd have moved into something different. But it was this headfirst collision into the idea that I had of myself as a writer, then confronted with the truth of these sentence completion stems that I was undercutting my own self-esteem by not actually publishing, that made me realize I was kind of hiding out in this consulting job. And it was very, very difficult for me to come to grips with, but it was those sentence completions plus the 4-hour work week plus that conversation that I mentioned with my friend that all sort of coalesced to propel me out of that. And I remember when I finally left my job, thanks to this relationship that I had built with the president, I was able to get a remote work arrangement included with a raise. So I left Washington, D.C. I went to live with my friend in New York City. I slept on his floor. It was amazing. But there was still this scary moment of, okay, I've mostly extricated myself from this. I'm starting to work. I'm becoming a contractor. My duties back at the office are less and less. And finally, they were cut off completely. When am I going to step into this role of being a writer, which is how I saw myself? And I remember the moment of purchasing the domain. It was called the Kickass Academy at that point because I thought that was a really cool name. I was about 24 at the time, so you'll have to forgive me. And I put my first post up. And I remember shaking and trembling as I hovered over the publish button. And it was only just in a moment of freak out, I hit the button and I like ran away. I couldn't even look at my computer. Now, of course, when I came back to the analytics later in the day, no one had seen it. I'd had this big image that people from my life would look at it and judge me, but of course, no one even watched it, which entered a whole new phase of my life, which was getting people to read what I had written. But that is a story for another day. The point is, when I did that, as scared as I was and as much as I ran away, something shifted inside me. And in that moment, I went from being someone who was a consultant pretending to be a writer to, you know what? I had published something on the internet. And then I had to break through another barrier, which was promoting it on the internet. I had to go find forums, places where people were interested potentially in reading the stuff that I had written. And again, that required a leap. But when I made that leap, when I enacted that courage, my self-esteem throughout my life in social situations everywhere seemed to just jump to another level. And I vividly remember when I had my consulting job and I talk about my life as a consultant, I would lose people's interest very quickly, even though I was quite adept socially. But when I was sleeping on the floor of my friend's apartment, writing articles that very few people were even reading, and people asked me what I was up to, that was when I found myself really connecting the most with people. Something about the decisions that I had made was coming through in the way that I was portraying myself because I was finally living up to my own values. And this is really what self-esteem is. It's your reputation with yourself. We oftentimes think, okay, what is he going to think of me? How can I manage what he, what she has seen of me? But the truth is, if you've done it, you can't hide it from your own self-image. And if you are not acting in a way that is in accordance with your deepest held values, you are undercutting your self-esteem because you're saying that you're going to just cheat yourself. You're going to pretend and try to lie and create all these sort of mental booby traps about, I'll get to that later, I don't need to tell this person the truth, or I don't need to act in this way that I expect other people to do, and it's not hypocritical because, whatever the excuse is, we have all of these excuses. They work for a period, but the price that we pay is a huge, huge diminishment in our self-esteem. And really, self-esteem is not just about getting people to like you. It's about taking those leaps in your life that can transform it. And for me, that was entrepreneurship. For you, it can be anything. It could be entering into a relationship, exiting a relationship. And that's what I want to talk about now. Where in your life do you not just want to say the truth, but do you want to live the truth? Do you want to abide by your values, step not just into honesty, but into integrity?